On Fridays, our business segment focuses on your money, and today we'll hear about how to protect the equity in your home. Rising home prices have made some homeowners vulnerable to equity stripping scams. The National Consumer Law Center reports that thousands of people who are behind in their mortgages are being swindled out of their homes. NPR's Chris Arnold reports.
Kevin Brown lives in Hastings, Minnesota, on the edge of the family farm where he grew up. He works at the nearby 3M factory, and he really likes his house.
You know, the kids love it out here because they can have their animals, cats and dogs, and their cattle. I built this house in 96. It's a log home. You know, I had some friends help set the logs, and I'd done the whole thing myself, so I had a lot of equity in the house.
But a few years ago, Brown was in the midst of a difficult divorce. He says he missed a few mortgage payments, and he needed about $6,000 to pay his bills. He says the house was worth $100,000 more than what he owed on it. So when he saw a small company called Home Funding advertising that they'd work with people with bad credit, he called them. He says he sat down with a man named James Hoffman and signed what he thought was a simple refinancing.
Yeah, I thought it was just refinancing the mortgage, you know, just a new mortgage.
But then Brown says the company never told him where to send his checks to and wouldn't return his calls. And a few months later, as he was planning his wedding with his new fiance, Brown says Hoffman and Home Funding started threatening him with eviction.
You know, when they said that they owned the house, that's when I knew something was wrong.
Brown says he later determined that his signature had been forged on documents to show that he had signed over the title of his house to Home Funding, which he says he never would have done. And in late December, the very day of Brown's wedding, he says Hoffman had him and his new wife and their six children evicted from their home.
We had to leave. The sheriff was here, and so we had to leave. You can't even describe it. It's like someone just ripped your heart out.
An attorney for James Hoffman says his client would like to respond, but because of pending litigation, feels it's inappropriate to do so. Steve Tripoli is a consumer advocate with the National Consumer Law Center.
This is really a ubiquitous practice around the country.
Tripoli says at least 17 states report that equity stripping scams are on the rise. He says when homeowners miss a few mortgage payments, their banks start an often lengthy foreclosure process. That gets reported on the public record, and it marks a person as a target for scam artists.
These people descend on the person who gets the notice of default with flyers, personal visits to the home.
When they called and said it was, you know, they can help and coming to the door, and they were leaving cards, and they were saying that, you know, call me, I can help in a foreclosure situation.
A few years ago, Denise Brantley says she was living in her house in St. Paul, Minnesota, when she had to quit her customer service job because of a heart condition. She fell behind on her mortgage and ended up striking a deal with a man named Hendry Grant. In exchange for some money, she agreed to sign over the title of her house to Hendry Grant, but she says she was told if she made monthly payments, she could stay in the house and eventually buy it back.
The payments would be about $850 a month. Well, when we got to closing, Hendry said, no, the payments are going to be, you know, $1,100 a month. And I said, we can't afford that. And he said, well, you don't have any choice. He said, you don't sign the documents now. You don't have a choice.
Brantley couldn't make the payments and was evicted. Steve Tripoli says many homeowners don't realize their rights and lose their homes. But as it turned out, Brantley and Kevin Brown actually were both able to get their houses back with the help of the Minnesota Attorney General's office. The AG filed civil consumer fraud charges against James Hoffman and Hendry Grant. Both cases settled for between $500,000 and $1 million. Both men were barred from doing real estate foreclosure deals in the state. Hendry Grant agreed to an interview.
I was not fraudulent, deceptive, or, as they say, misleading in any way.
Grant says he was always very straightforward with homeowners about what their payments would be. Of the 70 or so homeowners he struck deals with, he acknowledges that two-thirds of them lost their houses. But he says he'd often suggest up front that they just sell their house and buy something more affordable. But if they wanted to try to stay in their home, even if it meant bigger payments, he says he was basically giving them a second chance to try to do that.
At the end of the day, it is their property. They have the right to do with that property what they wish. If they wanted to, you know, enter into a decision that in hindsight turned out to be a bad decision, I guess that was their right to make a bad decision.
The AG's office contends, though, that these deals were designed to fail, to set up homeowners to lose their homes. Authorities say if homeowners are having trouble paying their bills, they should seek counseling from known and trusted organizations. Chris Arnold, NPR News.